When traveling to an exciting country, there's one thing you need probably more than anything else, accommodation. And if you can get really nice accommodation, it makes a holiday into an experience, I think. And I thought I'd share the kind that I received as a guest of Laguna Phuket, who are a sponsor of mine, and talk to Debbie Dionysius. She's the Assistant Vice President of Destination Marketing at Laguna Phuket. And some may say she's got one of the nicest jobs in the world there, looking after those lovely resorts and lovely Phuket. How are you, Debbie?
I'm great. Thanks, John. Thank you for having me on the program. And I do have one of the best jobs in the world over here in Phuket. Laguna is a very special place. It's on the northwest coast in Phuket, close to the airport, close to Patong Beach, which most Australians know about, close to Phuket town. And we've got seven beautiful resorts wrapped around a series of lagoons and waterways and lots of open green space and a golf course adjacent to the hotel properties.
Well, you can never go wrong with a good golf course nearby. I know many people, including myself, who would love to take that opportunity. So describe, paint a picture if you can of what a resort looks like in Phuket.
Okay, the properties here at Laguna are mostly what we call low-rise Thai-style hotels. So they may be two, three, four. I think the tallest hotel would be five stories. Mm. But most of them are low-level hotels. So that and they're wrapped around swimming pools and lagoons and sort of nestled between the beach and lagoons. So we have an 8-kilometer stretch of beach at Bangtao Bay. And Laguna Phuket occupies about 3 kilometres of that, and five of our hotels are set along the beach. And then they have these huge lagoons, beautiful sparkling lagoons, that just sit behind the beach. So you've got water on both sides of you. And then the hotels are sort of nestled on little bits of land in between the lagoons and the beach. It's really, really stunning.
There's always that Thailand view there to be seen, whether you're looking at the ocean, whether you're looking at the lagoons. There's always something exciting to see that reminds you of exactly where you are.
Yes, and we've got, and there's sort of mountains all back behind the resorts as well. So the golf course is sort of tucked in around the base of the mountains. It's a very, very special place. There's nothing else like it in Thailand. Most of Thailand's tourist areas are quite built up and quite chaotic,
right.
which is attractive in its own messiness because it's so very, very different to neat, orderly Australia. So visitors love the sort of the chaos of a place like Patong. But Laguna Phuket offers something very, very, very different. It's really serene, quiet.
More a place for the family to go and relax, isn't it? You can really put your feet up and just enjoy the surrounds.
Yes, it's perfect for families. We have shuttle buses and shuttle boats that that operate between all the hotels and the shopping centre and the golf club. And my kids take these buses and boats by themselves. Like, it's so safe and secure.
Oh, very good. They're all complimentary, I guess, right?
Yes, yes.
And talking of family and having children there, what sort of facilities do you have to keep an eye on the children while mum and dad are off doing something else for a while, maybe suntanning?
Okay, well, all of the hotels offer babysitting services and most of them have kids clubs on site. The Angsana Laguna Phuket has a brand new treehouse kids club, which is just fantastic. I can't get my kids out of there. So all the kids club clubs operate a program of different activities that they differ every day.
Yeah. What sort of activities would they have there? Would they be making things, painting things?
You know, batik painting. So they come home with a batik t-shirt or a batik wall hanging, and they do sort of candle making and sand art. And
So it's not just colouring in pictures. This is something real.
Yes, they can get quite large. It's a little bit difficult to carry home. But next month, the beginning of August, we've got a visiting artist in residence from Australia, a gentleman called Christopher Hogan, who's going to be conducting art classes in the morning at the Angsana Kids Club. And what he focuses on are marine scapes, so coral and colourful fish, but he sort of magnifies it and bows it up, so you only just get a little bit of the pattern. So it's very bright, sort of Nemo sort of colours.
Oh, I get
and
you.
The kids,
yes.
Yeah. So he sort of guides them. They, you know, they sketch out what they're going to paint, and then the kids paint them, and they come away with a lovely work on canvas.
Make sure there's extra room in the luggage to bring those home, because they will need to come home. And while we're talking of the children, and maybe also the big children as well, what are the swimming pools like? Because I know you've got some lovely features there.
We do. At the new Outrigger Laguna Phuket Beach Resort, they have, I think it'd be a 50-metre water slide.
Yes, and it's wonderful. I had more than one go on that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's two pools there, and the pools sort of generally combine lap pools. Oh, actually, there's three pools because they have a lap pool and then the free-form pool and then the kiddies pool. But the pools are always a major feature with lots of sort of fountains and jacuzzis and different things going on.
Plenty of bubbles too if you just like to sit among those.
Yes, that's true. Yes, over at Angsana, they have a pool that has a beach, and the pool measures 323 metres, and it winds all through the resort. So you can get a good workout if you go from one end to the other.
It's a lot of fun, though, and that's one sort of with these water jets that can almost carry you around to a certain degree as well.
Yes, the Banyan Tree pool has this sort of whirlpool system, and you do, they call it a rapid canal jacuzzi, and you just get washed around.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a great place. The rooms, wow, do they have some differences in the rooms? I mean, you've even got rooms that you can swim up to, Debbie.
Yes, yes. Altogether, we've got close to 1,300 rooms at Laguna Phuket, so spread over seven hotels, sorry. Now, at the lower end of the scale, we have the Best Western Alamanda, and at the moment, you could buy a room there for about $70 a night. And their rooms are actually suites. They all actually have a bedroom separate to a kitchenette, dining room, and living area. So although they're the cheaper rooms, they're actually a really good value because you get quite a lot of space. It's almost a livable apartment. And then they also have two bedroom varieties of that. And at Angsana, the Dusitani Laguna Phuket and the new Outrigger Laguna Phuket Beach Resort, they all sort of have the standard type of hotel room, but then they have sometimes one, two and three bedroom sort of villa units. Angsana has a huge variety of room categories, and including houses really that are built around the golf course but managed by the hotels. So you rent them like by night, like a hotel room, but you don't actually stay in the hotel. You stay in your own residence, but you can use all of the facilities at the hotel.
A holiday house you can stay and relax in while still having the comfort of the hotel there if you'd like.
That's exactly right. And we run transport between the residences and the main hotel building. At the top of the range, we've got the Banyan Tree Phuket, which is all private pool villas. They're all single-story, and each villa has its own private pool in a garden. They're the ultimate in luxury.
That's really if you just want to get away from the world and have your own privacy, completely relax in a warmer climate. How long do your guests normally stay for? What's the average stay time?
For the Australian market, usually about a week, a week to 10 days. With the Asian market, they come for shorter stays, so sort of 4 or 5 days. But generally, Australians come for at the minimum of a week, up to 2 weeks. So the average is about 10 days.
I see. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that caught me out. Experienced travellers already know the answers to these, but I got caught out. Resort wear, Debbie. When you're in Phuket, what do you consider to be resort wear that'll get me in and out of a restaurant and around the building?
My main rule is cool and comfortable. No synthetic fabrics.
Yes,
we have a very humid environment. And casual shoes, flat, casual, you know, footwear that you can take off, because in Thailand, when you go indoors, you slip your shoes off. It's considered impolite to wear shoes inside. So there are even certain shops that won't allow you to wear your shoes inside. So you need a pair of shoes that you can slip off easily. And the same when you go and visit temples and things like that, you have to remove your footwear. So you just want something that you can slip on and off. And
nice and easy. Believe me,
definitely no heels for the ladies.
And no shoes and socks I discovered, Debbie. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
So maybe even flip-flops, thongs are great to slide on and slide off. Cool pair of shorts, light t-shirt, natural fabrics, yeah. and a hat and sunglasses.
Yeah. A hat and sunglasses. And also just keep yeah. in mind that it's a Buddhist country, and if you're visiting sort of religious sites and things like that, it's wise to have your knees covered and your shoulders covered. And that goes for both males and females.
Oh, I see. Go with the long board shorts and you're all right.
Yeah, so people just have to remember that as well, because sometimes they come off the beach and they expect to be able to go and see a temple and you're not quite attired correctly.
Oh, I see.
But at most of these places, they can give you a sarong or a shawl or something anyway.
God. Well, I always keep my knees covered anyway, Debbie. More out of vanity than any other reason. What about tipping? What's the deal with tipping? Am I expected to throw in a bit extra?
People in Thailand are very familiar with Australians and Australian customs. So it's not really expected from Australians. They understand that Australians don't really tip that well.
Obviously welcomed, but not expected.
Welcome, but not expected. And in most hotels and sort of tourism businesses, you will pay service charge on top of your room rate, for example. You'll pay VAT, a value-added tax, and service charge, 10% service charge. And the service charge is the tip. So at most establishments, you would already pay a service charge anyway. So it's not necessary to leave anything extra.
Nice and simple. While we're spending money, what's the shopping like? And what sort of shopping do we have there at the resort?
Oh, we've got a centralized boutique shopping village. There's about 30 stalls in there. One of the brands who's very famous here in Thailand is Jim Thompson for their Thai silk products. Now, Jim Thompson have a main retail store at our Canal Village complex, but they also have a factory outlet store, which is very, very popular. So you can pick up lots of lovely little gifts, lots of little makeup bags and accessories, and they do all sorts of clothing and shawls and beach bags and home decor items. So that's something that I recommend people look at while they're here. And then, of course, you've got all the other types of souvenirs and gift items. Lots of T-shirts. People like to buy sometimes eyewear, sportswear. Sportswear tends to be cheaper in Thailand than what it is in Australia. Some of these, you know, Adidas and
well, we never have any trouble with
like
bargains, that's for sure. And something that's nice and warm and friendly is your summer family festival. I guess we've got our winter. You've got your lovely summer.
Yes, we're running our Summer Family Festival. I think this is the fourth year. And what that means for our guests is that from middle of May to the end of October, families with kids get all these extra benefits at our hotels, for such as kids dine free, there's free tours for kids. So if there's certain tour programs that are offering, you know, one adult pays and the kids go free, we have free extra beds for children in the hotel room. And then we run a whole program of activities through July and August that include our kids' fun zone. So 3 days a week, there's all types of different activities in the afternoon that the kids can go on. So they sign up between 2 and 5, and mum and dad are free to go off and do something by themselves, and the children are taken care of.
And we also have to remember those lovely happy hours. I love those, Debbie.
Yes, and then at the end of that activity, the idea is you drop your kid off at 2, you pick them up at 5, and then at 5 o'clock in the evening, there's a happy hour bar, there's a jumping castle, there's entertainment, family entertainment, baby elephant visits, and things going on at our Summer Family Festival.
And we should point out that baby elephant is the real deal. There's Lucky the baby elephant wandering around, appearing to smile and looking happy, and you can even get a hug and a kiss from Lucky.
Yes, you can. And some kids get to sit on Lucky and have a little ride as well.
Yeah, how lucky is that? A double lucky. We've also got the lovely opportunity to get the massages in the banyan tree.
And everybody should treat themselves to a spa treatment at a place like the Banyan Tree Spa or the Angsana Spas. We've got 5 luxurious spas here at the resort, with the banyan tree being at the top of the range.
It's a great way to relax, a great way to spoil yourself, and also a nice idea to spoil a friend as well, if you're saying, I know you're heading over there, why don't you have some massage on me?
Yes, it's something that we wouldn't normally treat ourselves to at home. We always sort of think that we can't afford it or we haven't got the time. It is a lot more affordable in a place like Thailand to have a very high-end spa treatment. And it's something that I fully recommend because it's so pampering and nurturing and so very, very special. And the spa therapists here in Phuket, they're the most gentle people in the world.
They are. Wow.
They're really, yeah. And, you know, the whole experience, the music, the smells, the touch, it's very, very well done and something that we should all treat ourselves to, whether you're a guy or a girl.
That's right. I had a go and I loved it. Debbie, we always get hungry when we're on holidays, and I know as we're wandering around, we'd need to find a nice restaurant. What do you have there?
Oh, Laguna Phuket has about 30 restaurants and bars. So anything from poolside snacks right up to five-star fine dining. So, of course, there's Thai restaurants. We have Chinese restaurants. We have Italian restaurants, beautiful seafood buffets, French, Vietnamese, Quake cuisine, Japanese cuisine. There's just a huge variety of food and beverage available here. You can also do cooking classes and learn to cook Thai food yourself, which is a really nice experience on a rainy day.
And it earned you a lot of bonus points too. I had a go at that. I learned how to cook some lovely Thai food, and now my wife is delighted with me, Debbie.
Yes, it's a really good skill to take home.
I appreciate your time, Debbie Danicius, Assistant Vice President of Destination Marketing at Laguna Phuket, and we'll see you again in Phuket.
Okay, John, thank you very much.